Love Line, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Oh, Christ. Hey, I don't know what to get in on. Should we introduce the guest or should I complain about my dentist?
No, dentist second.
All right. Taryn Manning is our guest tonight. Taryn.
Mic's not on, though.
Oh, boy.
There it is. There you go.
Hi. How's it going?
Good. I'm a little tired.
You were clamped.
You got your tooth worked on?
I realized, you don't burn many calories in the dentist chair. You just sort of sit there, but your soul smolders. You burn a lot of emotional calories.
Well, that's because you're...
And the dentist talks to you, too. That's the worst part.
Yeah, they want you to, don't you to answer.
Not Adam. Adam smokes out, takes a bunch of Vicodin, and then turns up the nitrous.
You open the door and you get chewed out because I hadn't been there in like 14 months. And, the chick who's, Adam, what's it going to take to get you in here? First off, the what's it going to take to get you in here argument when you're standing there is always kind of a weird one. Early in the morning. What's it going to take? What do we have to do to get you in here? I'm thinking, where the F am I, honey? Are we in my goddamn living room? Am I wearing my pajamas? Where are we? I'm here. And I'll tell you what's going to take to get me in here. Stop with the drilling and the scraping. That'll get me in here. I seem to show up other places where there's no drills. There's no surgical instruments. I have no problem showing up at other places.
I was just thinking, how can they make...
Dentist is the worst.
Oh.
Maybe they could have, like... maybe they got pornos for you.
What's it gonna take?
That's what it would take, right?
It's gonna take. Obviously, whatever it is you've been doing is not working. That's what I told her. All right, I got more to talk about with the dentist, but I want to talk about Taryn's new movie. This is called Crazy Beautiful, and it's coming out. What's the release date on this?
Comes out Friday, June 29th.
No, that's this Friday, right?
This Friday.
Yeah. And that's with Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst. And Jay Hernandez.
Who's Jay Hernandez?
He's new. He's a new actor, but he's really, really good. He's a good guy. He was discovered in an elevator.
Doing what?
Just like
standing?
Probably going down or up or something. Or maybe coming out. I mean, in an elevator.
Who discovered him?
His manager, who just passed away like 2 days ago, so it's kind of sad, but...
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of a shame. He was a good person.
And tell us about Crazy Beautiful.
Crazy Beautiful is, I don't know, it's crazy. It's like...
Beautiful?
Yeah, it's in it's beautiful.
It's crazy and beautiful, Adam. Take notes.
It's about, young people falling in love for the first time, which I think we all know can be kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But yet kind of beautiful.
Right.
And it's also really, it's shot really different. And I don't know, it's very realistic. The director is John Stockwell, and he was an ex-actor, so he's good.
And what do you mean it's shot differently?
I don't know, it's shot like if you watch it, almost looks like a... It's kind of like the tones are really bluish. It's just like... Like, kind of documentary-ish.
Where did you shoot it?
In Pacific Palisades, mostly.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. First time
we've Pali High Girls.
First time I heard of something that wasn't shot in Canada in, like, 5 years.
I haven't gotten to go there yet. I'm mad.
Also,
but everyone else has.
I can't believe it. Taryn's also going to be seen with Michelle Pfeiffer and Renee Zellweger in White Oleander.
Oh,
I'm having trouble with that, true. Yeah, when's that out?
That's out next year.
And what about the movie with Britney Spears?
Yeah, I just did a movie with Britney Spears. It's going to be her first feature film that she's starring in, and she was going to be acting.
It seemed like this is taking a little while for Britney. I mean...
I think she's been, like, kind of preparing for it because she knew it was going to happen and she wanted to, like, you know...
Or busy doing other things, Adam.
Yeah,
Everything in its time.
Yeah. I guess. Seriously. Yeah, did you like Britney Spears?
Yeah, she's really cool.
Really?
Yeah. Totally like normal. We went out. We had fun. She's a normal girl.
You went out?
Yeah, we all went out.
They dated.
Where'd you go? You can't go anywhere with her.
I mean, I know. I don't know how we got in.
Where'd you go?
Just out in L.A., just hanging out. We went to her house and hung out, a bunch of us.
There's some people that have a very distinct look who I don't think could hide. But she has a sort of a blank canvas sort of look to her.
Generic.
This is a generic attractive look. Yeah. I don't mean that in a bad way. But I mean, you're used to seeing her.
No, she told me girls would come up to her and go, girls go, oh my God, you look like Britney Spears, but you're much prettier. To her. Like,
wow.
That's like her, that's like, that happens to her all the time.
Well, she dresses pretty scantily and lavishly and all that kind of stuff. I bet if she put on some sweatpants and a baseball hat and hit the road.
Yeah, sure.
Just a normal Louisianian girl.
Who screwed the most as far as that goes? Michael Jackson? I mean, who couldn't, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who couldn't hide it? Oh, you know who can't? It's guys like Shaq.
Oh yeah,
you can't hide it. I mean,
so he flaunts it. He drives in a helicopter.
Well, you might as well, because you know you're 7'1", 350 pounds. It doesn't matter what you're dressed in. He could put a you know freckles and red wig on, like Taryn over here, and people would still jump on him the second he left the house. All right, so you know how the show goes, by the way.
Yep, I've heard.
All right,
chime in when I can.
That's right, Dan.
Hello.
You're 34.
Yes.
What's up?
Don't laugh, and I know you're not going to believe me, but I swear to God, this is the truth. Got a lady that I'm seeing now. Her nickname is actually Puddles, and she swears up and down that she's never had an orgasm that somebody else didn't give her, and she just has an enormous amount of female ejaculation. Just an incredible. Incredible amount. We've ruined sleeping bags, mattresses, rugs. It just and we've already gone through the is this urine, and she goes to the bathroom constantly beforehand.
Yeah,
and it just doesn't stop.
Right.
I mean, we will go 2-3 hours and it doesn't stop.
lucky
girl.
You mean with each orgasm more fluid?
Oh yeah, and I'm not talking about dribble. I'm talking about you know geyser.
Constant flow.
Yeah, there you go. Nice sound effects. Yeah,
Dan's from Maine, so geyser's a good word for him. Say geyser one more time, Dan.
Geyser. I am. My Jesus, it's wicked good.
All right, so...
What I wanted to know is, what exactly is the fluid to begin with?
Well, there are multiple glands in that area. Skene's glands, Bartholin glands, all can produce fluid, and... You know, it's basically the same stuff that would come from your prostate to some extent. Same kinds of fluid. It's just what's there to lubricate.
Are you sure it's not urine, though?
She was mortified the first time this happened because she thought she urinated on me. She was literally just totally mortified.
If it happens so much, I wonder why she doesn't dehydrate.
Oh, well, she does. I mean, when she knows that we're going to have sex, she'll drink all kinds of water that day. And if she doesn't drink a lot of water... not a lot comes out. But if she drinks, you know, like 3 or 4 gallons before,
why is she
got a leak
day,
for sure.
What is I mean, it's just like...
Why doesn't she lay off on the fluid a little bit?
Well, no, it's not like it's bad, you know.
Oh, you like it. You like it.
No, it's neither one way or the other. I mean, but I know for her, it's more enjoyable for her, you know, whether anything comes out or not, because the feeling is still there.
Right.
I just want to know. I mean, this is just really weird.
Hold on.
He just went back on himself.
Yeah. We, all our callers will always double back on themselves.
Yeah.
Well, they'll go, so it's like this, like, oh, well, you know, if she knows she's going to have sex, she'll drink 3-4 gallons of water before 3-4 gallons of goddamn water. No. Yeah, because, it's more enjoyable. It's good. And then a second later, it's, well, you know,
doesn't
she gets a sensation whether something comes out or not. No, I don't care either way.
By the way, the question was, why doesn't she drink less fluid so less comes out if it bothers her?
Yeah.
Right. He doesn't care either way. She gets the sensation either way.
Point?
Why is she loading up on water and then ruining another throw rug? Now here it comes. It's not going to be easy. Let's wade through this. Pardon the pun, Dan.
Yeah.
If she gets the same sensation with or without fluid, and you don't care, then why doesn't she take it easy on the fluids and save your sleeping bags and wood floors?
Because apparently for her there is. It does feel good to her one way or another, but apparently it does feel better to her. It feels like it's unfulfilled. Apparently.
Is this the red light?
What's that?
Is she proud of her product? What she produces?
She is. I don't know if I'd say proud, but she certainly thrilled with the idea that she can, you know, that she's never been able to do anything like this, and she had never even heard of it.
All right, well, we certainly talked to plenty of people that do this. I just wondered how they contain the what they do to prepare it now.
I don't even care anymore with Dan. I'm scared to talk to him.
Well, you know what it is? This is
thrown in this tail-chasing loop again.
You know what, Dan, this
doesn't
is...
make any difference to her whether something comes out or not.
You know what this call
it really
is.
Makes a big difference.
Three times.
I'm porking this chick and wringing her like a bar rag.
That's right. Three times. Never happened to her before. She's so thrilled with it. Amazed that it happened.
Right. Like, yeah, he doesn't care either way.
Yeah.
Right. Dan is calling to tell the world...
that he has a big penis.
That's
basically what it is.
He's banging this girl so hard that her soul comes out in liquid form.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Congratulations.
Rest, because Dan had no question. That was pure.
Right.
That was a statement and a statement and a statement. And the second we attempted to answer his question, he wasn't interested in...
Right.
You notice that?
Yeah, he didn't want to really know like what she should do.
Yeah, we kept going, well, here's a way to remedy that. And he was like, I banged the bejesus out of her.
Well, Dan's a good guy. And
good.
Congratulations. Yeah. Enjoy.
Great. But just don't call the show anymore. Josh?
Yeah.
You're 26.
How you doing?
Good.
Well, here's my problem. I have genital warts, and it's kind of put a damper on my dating life, obviously, but...
Well, why? Half of your friends have it, too. Have they stopped dating?
I don't know who's got
true,
it.
Not,
doesn't,
true. Stop saying this, because it makes
true.
Me think you have warts.
It's
I
true.
Know.
It really does. Drew has warts. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Drew, you say this every goddamn time.
Because it's the fact.
It is not the fact.
It is the fact.
Nobody has mangier friends than I do. Nobody. Nobody has mangier friends
than I
do.
You have the virus. I couldn't.
I have the... How dare
I
you?
I couldn't detect it, but I know it's got to be there. It's got to be there.
Okay. Hold on. Josh, hold on a second. Drew.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a little back history to this wart thing, Taryn.
Okay.
I'm sorry you had to get caught up in this. But Drew has claimed, and anyone who listens to the show with any regularity knows there's two things about this show. Drew reads a book in some sort of hermetically sealed cone of silence all day long, then is barely sees the light of day, and then comes out on the show and spews it into the microphone. I go out and live in the real world.
I see.
Drew says that half the people living in urban settings have the wart virus. And whenever I call him out on that and go, look, I know a bunch of scummy guys who live in a urban setting. I know one of my friends who has had it over the years, and that's the only friend I know. And I know my friend's penises very well. Then Drew comes back and says, well, they have it, but they don't know it, which is a horrible, spurious argument, because you can't argue with these people all have it, and don't know it, and
well,
you don't
you
know it either.
It?
Well, that's Drew's
argument.
See, that's
of the, of the peni that you're familiar with.
Of how, my friends.
Yeah,
of
how
my
many, friends. How many are we talking here?
Geez, I'd say about, I'll just say 10 for this.
All right, so you're
argument.
And you, amongst your friends, it's at least 10%. At least 10%.
Well.
Right?
But there could be 15 that don't. I mean, I don't know. I'm saying 10%. I'm saying 10.
There's got to be at least two of them that have it, aren't telling you.
No, I know. Ooh. I know what goes on in my friend's penises.
We're going to have to line them up here.
And Drew said the same thing about my penis. He told me I had warts over the air.
Suspicious.
And
there it is. You heard that?
I said,
Marcel.
No. I said, look, how do I have warts? I've never had a wart on my penis. I'm 37 years old. I've never had a wart. He said, no, you
it's
have
not
it.
That
you,
common.
You just don't know
it's,
it.
It's terribly
said,
common.
You have it, you don't
terribly
know.
Terribly common.
I said, okay.
It's at least 30%.
I said, do a test on me.
What, herpes or warts?
Warts.
Warts? Warts.
Look.
At least 30%.
Like Drew, every time you say that, all I hear is I have warts.
Well,
that's all I hear.
How much?
That's all I hear from you. Anderson, am I right?
How common is cervical cancer? Or cervical changes, you know, supreme cervical
very
cancer.
Common.
Out of the
very
male
common.
Friends.
Now a lot of my friends, you know?
Yeah. Let's say, so Tara's making up for what you lack, you see?
What are you talking
She's
about?
She said a lot of her friends have
not
the
a lot,
virus.
No, I just have heard of it.
A lot of her
not warts? You said cervical, I'm talking about cervical stuff.
That's from the wart virus.
Oh,
yeah.
Never mind.
That's what that is.
Hey, I'm not saying it's out there.
It's
I'm saying,
very common.
Yeah, listen, when a guy calls in and starts talking about warts and you go, look around, half your friends have it, that's a mis
I don't know, I've never seen it.
Suspicious.
That is a Yes, that's them talking about my wart-free penis, trying to salvage the $100 that Drew put on my penis. You dump acetic acid on it, shine a black light on it in order to see anything, because obviously there's no visible warts.
Oh, you did that for him?
Yeah. Right here, right on the radio.
Was it gay?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I just dumped acid all over my penis. Yeah.
Yep. Right here.
Nothing there. Although, got what was left of it. Damn acid. All right, so what were we talking about?
Let's finish.
All right, well, hurry up.
All right, Josh?
Well, my problem is I really want to ask this girl out, and I haven't yet because of that, but... And I'm wondering if I do date her, when I should tell her, if I should just tell her right away or wait till her...
Well, make sure you're going down some path and that's not seeming too anxious about it or assuming too much about where the relationship is going to go by going right to the wart history.
he can just wear a condom.
Yeah, you wear a condom, she won't get it, okay?
There's absolutely no way she can get it if I work on them.
No.
Well, but so here's the fine line you got to walk.
The answer is that's not accurate, but it substantially reduces the risk.
All right.
Okay. How do you walk away from having sex after wearing a condom and not feeling guilty without telling her, you know?
Oh, you tell her. You're supposed to tell her. No.
Yeah.
You're supposed to tell her.
Well, when?
But you're not date two.
But before you have sex.
Yeah. Not after you have sex, because that will freak her out if you hold
something. But what about if he has no... I know you can't answer this question,
Drew,
you won't answer this, which is he has no outbreak. He has no visible wart.
Right.
He does not know if he's contagious. Drew's thing is, well, you just wear a condom because it's not Drew's penis. But my thing is we can't figure this out at all.
No.
What about the Woods Light in the acid on one's own
penis? I guess you could do that, but this guy, Josh, sounds pretty fastidious about this kind of thing, and he's not going to feel right if he doesn't wear a condom.
All right. Mm-hmm. So
he's caring.
Josh, 80 to 90% of the people you know have it, according to Drew, so you don't have to worry about it. Just take it slow, and in the off chance that you get to have sex, bring it up.
Remember that a certain amount of these viruses, the wart viruses, go away over about 3 to 5 years by themselves. The ones that persist are the ones that we think are predominantly the ones responsible for cervical cancer.
James?
Wow.
James?
19 from Oregon?
Hello.
Whoa,
I'm on.
That's right.
Whoa.
What's up?
Hello.
Hi. See, whenever my boyfriend and I, whenever we get together, it's like I cannot orgasm. And he goes and he gets over with it, and then I go and I go and I go. I just can't get to it.
What are you doing?
Well, we do anal and we do oral. I mean, we do everything. And I just can't get there.
It's got to be miserable.
The anal alone.
How are you?
Does this sound bogus?
No. How are you by yourself?
And Drew, does my mic sound weird tonight?
No.
Something sounds tinny or strange
little,
or something?
Little bit.
Yeah, not enough for me to raise hell, but just it's a little off here, Anderson. No.
James, are you able to do this? Are you able to ejaculate by yourself?
Well, yeah, I was talking to the screener.
Yeah.
And he asked me that, and I told him it takes me, 20 minutes, and he said that was, a really long time.
That's a long time.
Okay, how fast am I supposed to be going?
Well, everyone has their clock. It's different for different people.
Well, maybe you're talking about RPM, or are you talking about...
Torque.
I don't know. 20 minutes is great. What's your position?
What do you mean?
I mean, are you getting a BJ with the...
we do both ways.
Start with the BJ, though, right? You don't finish with the BJ.
No, we start with the BJ.
Smooth. Very smooth.
Now, I was going to ask you, I heard Adam the other day telling about, on the Man Show when he was, he could do it dry.
Yeah, he's the dry guy.
And I'm sitting there going, how do you do that?
Dry whack?
Yeah.
Intestinal fortitude? I don't know. It all depends. It's like... I wipe my ass with my right hand, but I'm left-handed. My buddy Ray whacks off with his left hand, even though he's right-handed. Certain stuff you get started on. I have a right-handed football stance, even though I'm left-handed. I know I'm talking about right and left hands here. What I'm saying is you get started on certain things early, and that's about it. I mean, you beat off a couple of times at 15 with no lube, and you're set for life.
James, how often are you ejaculating?
Well, I try at least every day.
Okay.
And I asked a couple of my friends technique was.
Yeah, why don't you slow down a little bit? Why don't you try so hard?
Well, I don't always reach it.
I understand, because maybe you're trying a little too hard. Maybe your body's normal rhythm is more like once or twice a week.
Nah.
Maybe.
What?
I know, it's shocking.
For a young guy?
Use your imagination more.
James got a little energy, you know. It could be all kinds of other things interfering with his...
James?
Yeah.
James?
Yeah.
Caller goes by James?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a little bit wacky?
What do you mean?
Hey, you got some weird energy. People think you're strange.
People know I'm gay.
No, no, not about being gay.
No, it just means strange.
You have emotional problems, anxiety disorders, anything like that?
No.
Depression, yeah. On medication?
Nope.
You don't wash your hands all the time?
Of course I do.
You do, but I mean, you seem like, I don't know, you seem a little spazzy. You a little spazzy?
Well, it depends on what you mean by spazzy.
Anxious, compulsive.
Well, right now I'm just nervous. I'm not always like this.
Okay. All right. Well, don't whack off for 3 days. See what happens.
There you go.
Well, that's what one of the things I wanted to ask you about was, like, how do you do it?
How do you...
Because I just, like, I don't know, I rub it, but I really don't know what else to do.
Wait a minute, hang on. So, stop. He was sexually abused. It's got to be something.
You think
like
so?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Just because
you just started to get that vibe, the rubbing part?
Yeah, he's talking about something. Like,
hey, James?
Yeah?
Were you sexually abused?
When I was like 3.
There you go.
Oh, Drew, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right. James, you ever got any therapy for that?
Yeah, I actually did when I was like 12 and 13. I went to this guy for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy like cleared me up.
Yeah?
And I've never really, I don't think about it all the time or anything.
You ever think about women?
No.
I think it's affecting, though, your sort of relationship with your penis, for lack of a better way of saying it. You're sort of talking about it like it's an instrument detached from you, and you know, how do you handle this instrument? Sort of always, tell me, Adam, how is this? What's
like
the grip?
Like
what's the proper grip on this?
Got a
feel it.
A sexton or something between his legs.
I'm thinking more like a tennis racket. You know? It's like, what's the swing on
that? He could figure out.
Yeah,
look, telling a 19-year-old guy how to grip his penis during masturbation.
It's unheard of.
Yeah.
For me, it'd be like explaining to me how to breathe, how to get my heart to beat.
How to walk.
It's very normal.
Yeah,
it's
just...
Not just Adam.
Nature.
Yeah, in a male. And
not second,
and
first. First, honey. There's nothing
that's
that comes ahead of that.
And you had some treatment then. I'm glad the moods and all have settled down. I'm sure that's what you were dealing with back then. But there's some other stuff that needs to be dealt with now that you're a little older, I'd say.
But isn't it weird that some guy got hold of him when he was 3 and now he's gay? Is that, I know it's an unpopular opinion, but...
Maybe it wasn't a guy.
Yeah, it had to be. One more time. James? The caller goes by the name of James?
Yeah?
Yeah. Who got hold of you when you were 3?
It was like this guy from across the street. I didn't even know him.
How old was he?
Oh, boy. Let's see, it was... He's probably about
20, 21. All right. All right. More therapy, James.
Yeah.
All right. He'll tell you how to get a handle on your life and your penis, okay?
Okay, well, I just wanted to...
All right, that's good.
That should be your new motto.
Get a handle on your life and your penis?
Your good book.
All right. Listen, Anderson, I don't care what he wanted to say, and I don't care if you don't care or do care whether he wanted to say something or not. Anderson yelled in my ear what he wanted to say. You know it's going to be nothing good. Okay, let's find out, really. James?
Yeah?
Okay, what did you want to say?
I just want to say, you guys rock.
Aww.
Thank you.
The show is, like, the best thing out there. You guys, like, people should pay to listen to you.
That's right.
Oh, James.
Thank you. That's Anderson, cool. Write this date down in your scrapbook.
For the first time, we went back to a caller and enjoyed the comment.
That's right. All right.
He knew that.
And follow direction from Anderson.
Yeah.
All right.
Two things.
Well, let's get out before the whole S-House comes down, Jim Morrison would say. Taryn Manning's our guest tonight. Crazy Beautiful is the name
what's
of the movie.
Up?
It is coming out this Friday.
This Friday.
And
Crazy Beautiful.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back after this. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there.
Yawning.
Taryn Manning is our...
Jeez.
She's our guest tonight.
I get abused from both sides.
She's going to star in Crazy Beautiful, or already has starred in Crazy Beautiful, which is out this Friday. Kirsten Dunst is in this one as well. And yeah. Again, this Friday is when it hits the theaters. Also, got something coming out with Michelle Pfeiffer, Renee Zellweger, and that's not coming out till next year, right?
Next year, 2002.
And then a Britney Spears movie
Britney
as well.
Britney Spears' movie, that'll be first before that one.
Oh, will?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't know. I completed that one before The White Oleander.
So. Yeah. How's Britney's acting?
She's good. She's good.
Yeah. What are you going to say? She sucks. She's a bitch. Huh?
No, she's my friend. Like,
really?
Yeah. We keep in touch, so. She's cool to be my friend, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Where does she live?
She lives, well, she has houses everywhere, like New York, here, Louisiana.
Wait, is that where she's from?
Mm-hmm. No. New Orleans. Well, actually, like, a smaller town, but.
Baton Rouge.
No, it's called, I forget.
Spearsville now.
Yeah, no, there's a big billboard, home of Britney Spears.
Right.
Driving in.
Right. I'm trying to get one of those in North Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah. I'm sure it could.
Just picturing what you'd be doing on that billboard.
Adam Carolla welcomes you to North Hollywood.
Hi.
Carolyn?
Mm-hmm.
You're 16. What's up?
Yeah. When I was 15 last summer, I did H 7 times. I snorted it in 3 months. And it, like, burned a hole in my nose. And
you're talking about heroin?
Yeah. And still, like, a year later, I haven't done it since, like, last October. And, like, still, it, like, it hurts me all the time. Like, I'm constantly aware of it. And, like,
is it, if you push, you know, the septum that separates your two nostrils?
Uh-huh. It's like, that's where it is.
And yeah. If you push,
oh my
sort
gosh.
Of, what, how would you describe what I'm doing here?
Pushing push, up push your, pushing on your
up,
septum.
Up on that. Does it tender there?
Yeah, it burns really badly.
And can you see a hole through it?
All the way through?
Yeah.
No, like, I can see it. It's, like, really, really red and, like...
Okay, you need to see a doctor about this, because you may have initiated an inflammatory process that ultimately will eat through to the other side.
Well, and it can get worse?
You can perforate the whole thing. So you can make a big... You can dissolve the whole damn thing.
So you got one big nostril. Big deal.
It's miserable when you have that.
Well, what if I don't go to a doctor? Because, like, I don't want my family to, like...
You don't have to tell them how this happened. Just tell them that you're having all this pain and inflammation.
Yeah, they won't know.
They will give you some steroid sprays that should clear it up, or some creams.
And, like, I'm on some medicine. Like, would that interfere with that, do you think?
What medicines are you taking?
Depakote and Effexor.
No, that's fine. So you're bipolar also?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Stop the heroin, right? That's not going to help your bipolar disease.
Yeah, I'm pretty much off, like, all drugs now. And also, I just wanted to say to Adam, I called in about Green Day last week, wanting to get backstage at the Chicago show when Pennywise was in.
Right.
And you guys told me to, like, show up at the venue early and everything.
Oh, right.
And I did, and it worked.
Really?
Backstage. And yay. I got to show with Green Day in the Living End. So I wanted to thank you guys.
Wow. Well, thanks.
It worked.
Interesting.
People do get something out of this show. And we didn't stop her from snorting heroin, but we did get her backstage at the Green Day and Living End.
Abused by the band, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, see the doctor, okay? Any kind of doctor, your regular doctor, your nose, throat, all will be good.
You know the feeling I miss, and I was just identifying with Carolyn's feeling, which is, and you used to have it all the time, I don't think you have it as an adult anymore, standing around somewhere you shouldn't be, looking around, waiting for someone to tap you on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Whether you're backstage, you have no laminate.
Yeah.
You're enjoying the concert.
Right.
But you're just waiting for things to cave in.
Yep.
Right.
Sneaking into a movie and waiting for some usher to come up behind you.
But do you
just
really sneak into
general?
Do you sneak into stuff anymore?
No, that's my point.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore.
Right. Yeah, but she was in the clear, like, when she was in.
No,
she...
but you're never really in the clear because you're hanging out backstage.
That's true.
You don't have a laminate.
And you're not, like,
and
a rock star.
You're always still kind of waiting. You know, you're kind of looking around trying not to establish any eye contact with any security guys or managers. But once in a while, some guy will shoot you a look and start walking your way. You think he's coming for you. You hold still and he walks past
and
you.
And then you look more suspicious.
There's a little adrenaline rush there. And I don't know whether it was, you know, I mean, this goes through, this permeates all life when you're a kid, when you're in the classroom and you're goofing off and you're copying and the teacher, you think the teacher saw you cheating. Whatever it is, it just was a part of life that doesn't seem to exist anymore. Now you're trying to sneak out of places instead of sneak into places. I don't know where that happens in your life, but you spend the beginning part of your life trying to sneak in everywhere. You want to get into R-rated movies. You want to get backstage. You want to sneak out of your room. Now it's like you try to sneak in. Try to get in, unplug the phone, don't answer anything, shut the fax. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I got
some kind of business meeting you're trying to get out of or sneak out of.
Yep.
Yeah. I miss the sneaking in. I don't like the sneaking out part.
You could sneak in somewhere then.
Just for fun?
Just for fun.
No, but see, now...
Old,
now,
old time's sake?
Now I'm trying to sneak into my bed.
Yeah.
Into, you know, now I'm trying to sneak into places that don't have people in there. You're right. I should go...
to the point.
Yeah, I should go sneak into something.
Yeah.
Tim?
Yes.
You're 28?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, where should I start? My girlfriend is a little more than seven months pregnant. And it's throughout the whole pregnancy, we've been having a lot of problems, a lot of arguing, a lot of her throwing stuff at me. I've ducked a lot of things, you know? And I don't know. It's like I'm thinking I don't want to seem like, you know, like a deadbeat dad, you know, but maybe we should, you know, split up, go our separate ways.
Okay. And should we go to the next call?
Yeah.
No.
Well, look, she's got a lot of hormones coursing through her now.
Yeah, I understand all that. We sort of, you know, had some problems before all that.
Is she using drugs?
No.
Was she before?
No, neither one of us do. I used to a long time ago, but, you know, I don't mess with any of that now. Neither one of us need to, you know, she's got the pregnancy, and I'm in the process of fighting cancer.
What kind of cancer?
Colon.
Colon cancer, 28?
Yes, it's hereditary.
Do you have ulcerative colitis or something?
No, I was like about 2 months ago, I went to the hospital, Queen of Angels.
Yeah.
I thought I had appendicitis, and they did too. And then next thing you know, they opened me up. My appendix was fine, and they saw this mess down there.
Who else in your family had colon cancer?
My mother. She died of it.
At what age?
She was in her 50s.
Yeah, but that's sort of that's when people get colon cancer in their 20s. That's wild.
Yeah.
I kind of have a checkered past, you know what I mean? I did a lot of partying when I was younger.
Yeah, you still shouldn't have colon cancer.
Still pretty young.
Do you have a history of what's called polyposis? Multiple colon polyps?
That I'm not sure of.
And you had no other medical conditions?
None that I know of. I just had like a physical yesterday for a job. I didn't tell them about that. And they said that I was, you know, perfectly healthy.
Yeah. Well, so
I mean, they removed it, and I'm taking chemotherapy, but yeah. They said, you know, they got it all, and it didn't spread anywhere or anything like that.
All right, so you got colon cancer, and your girlfriend's still throwing ashtrays at you?
Yeah.
That's a tough woman.
Yeah.
What are you doing to make her so mad? You know?
Yeah, Tim, you love this woman?
I hate to use like a cliche term, but yes, I love her, but I don't think I'm in love with her anymore.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean?
All right, look, how about she give the kid up for adoption? It doesn't seem like either one of you is in a good place to raise this kid.
Well, no, I mean, she's pretty successful.
What's she do?
Well, she owns a business.
Okay.
And I'm about to start, you know, a new job.
All right, well, then stay together and raise the kid. I mean, look, Tim, here's the thing. She's 7 months pregnant, right?
Yeah.
You got to ride it out for a couple of more months.
Right.
Don't make any decisions. You can't break up with her now.
I mean, she may be getting the depression. There's all kinds of things that happens during pregnancy.
That's after, usually.
Right.
But it can get going during. And just give her a little bit of a break here. Be supportive. And I don't know what the problems were before the pregnancy. He was very kind of coy about that.
Yeah. What happened?
But, no, listen, I don't care. Just look, she's pregnant. She will never forgive you if you make these last 2 months difficult on her. Just lay low.
True. That is true.
Yeah.
Never forget. A woman is like a killer whale. You see that movie Orca? They never forget. They never forget. They never remember anything important, but they never forget
anything.
No, but you never forget anything emotional.
No,
you remember guys. You remember like looks on guys' faces and stuff.
Any screw ups by guys?
You remember screw ups. An amazing, amazing memory for screw ups.
We do.
Yeah. So just Tim, it does. It really. I know some people are difficult, but it takes two to tango.
Yep.
Just lay low. Yes, dear. No, dear. I'm going to go in the next room and read if she seems a little cranky. Yeah. Just stay out of her crosshairs.
Yes, I agree.
Right?
I agree.
All right. Jenny?
Yeah?
A lot of guys can't do that, though. You're 32?
Yeah.
You called last week. Yeah. You want to update us on a message?
Yeah, I quit.
Or massage. Oh, sorry.
You quit? I wanted to tell you that I found an ounce of self-respect in myself, and I quit.
Yeah. Now, Jenny called last week. We talked to her for, it seemed like 20 minutes. Got the whole skinny on the erotic massage. Worked at a place, gave guys a rub down, gave them a little reach around, made $200, kept $100, right?
Yes.
Right. And you're a mother of two?
Yeah.
And this didn't seem like the kind of thing that was for you.
No, you know, I was just desperate. And all right,
broke. Hold on. We want to talk some more.
We want to talk more to Jenny about this. Although, do we?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
She quit.
Yeah, I want to find out, because last week she was talking about how it's no big deal. It's kind of fun. Remember all that business? Now it's like, what does it look like now that she's out? What are the feelings? What was she doing? How did she get, you know, she'll have a whole set of things to say, I'm sure.
She wasn't that crazy about it.
She wasn't. She was thinking about stopping, but she wasn't saying.
But like, what is she doing now?
What you're going to hear now is that, you know, I could see that I did it by suppressing all these feelings and I felt ashamed and I couldn't. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, or are you just going to tell us what she's going to say?
I could tell you, but we'll hear.
Well, you think you just did.
Well, right, I'd like to
just
hear
be quiet.
Confirm.
Could you be quiet? Taryn Manning is our guest tonight.
Hi.
Crazy Beautiful, out this Friday with Kirsten Dunst, and we'll be back.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. 1-800-LOVE-191.
When you're enduring the Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yes, you is. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Taryn Manning is our guest tonight from Crazy Beautiful, which is coming out this Friday.
Crazy Beautiful.
That's it? I thought you were going to say something. That's it?
Yeah. I love the title of it.
It is a good title. Also, got something coming out with Britney Spears and something else with Michelle Pfeiffer and Renee Zellweger. How are they?
You know what? I didn't get to do any scenes with either of them, so.
You didn't have parts with them in this movie?
No, not with them. Not in this movie.
So you didn't get to meet them?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. They just stayed.
That stinks, huh? Bombed.
Yeah.
I really wanted to meet them.
Yeah. All right, well, next movie.
Not even at the rap party, they weren't there.
Well, they didn't show up?
No.
Those bitches.
No, what are they doing better?
Yeah, I don't know.
Did you bring Britney?
But you know Britney
Spears.
No,
Britney didn't go.
Yeah. But you hang out with Britney Spears, right?
Once in a while, when she's not so busy.
Yeah, she, I don't know. Doesn't she have enough money? That's the way I always look at everything. She's got to relax a little bit.
Yeah.
How old is she now, 14?
19.
Oh, Jenny?
Yeah.
You're 32?
Yeah.
All right, so you called last week. You were talking about giving the sensual massage.
Yeah.
And
you were kind of saying it wasn't so bad.
How that work? Microphone here?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't so bad, but Dr. G kind of hit it on the nail.
Uh-huh.
Which is
that it just, you know, it just wasn't feeling right. And
what feelings did you have to suppress to sort of get through your work day there?
What's that?
Did you find you had to suppress feelings?
Oh, absolutely.
What were the feelings?
A lot of nervousness, a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm. That's not what Drew's like. Drew, tell her what she was suppressing.
Did you feel bad about yourself?
Yeah.
Why?
It just felt wrong. It just felt strange.
All right. But you never really crossed the line. I mean, you crossed a line, but not the line.
Yeah.
Did you do a lot of hand work?
Yeah.
Right. Evil pot smoking hand jobber?
Who the hell said that?
Who was it?
Jimmy's Chicken Shack.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So now you're out. What are you doing now?
Well, I'm teaching. But I was doing that already.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. That's
were
that
you
was the
purely
irony.
Allured by the money?
What's that?
Were you purely?
I just want to get out of debt. So I just.
And again, in retrospect, it wasn't anything else. You were sort of acting out.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, see that, Drew? Well, the reason Drew and I argued about this, thanks, Jenny, when we were talking to you last week, which was she wanted to make some easy money, and she was willing to sort of compromise her standards, but not to the point where she was, you know, having the Sultan of Brunei's buddies all pull a train on her.
But this is that same argument, the Harvard student that became a dancer just for money.
Well, yeah, but
why else would you do it?
They're shades of gray.
That's right. I agree. And Jenny may have been just looking for money, but generally, oftentimes, there's an acting out. There's something more than just the money directs them that way to look for those kinds of choices.
Well, I agree with you. There's a lot of people who would never even consider it. That's just the way they're made up psychologically. Mm-hmm. But then there are those who, you know, never underestimate the allure of money. I mean, people need money.
And women can get easily doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
It isn't?
No.
No.
I've heard.
You never did anything like that yourself, though. No.
Nope.
But what about something like that? Would you do something like that?
No, but like...
sexual massage?
No.
No.
No, but there's been times of desperation where you go, you know, you wonder, like, what you would do. And as a woman, it's really easy to make money doing stuff like that.
Well, I mean, as a hairy, unattractive man...
I mean, you
I've
could
never
get
had
into
that
something.
Option. Well, or something could get into me. Yeah. Yeah, I just mean I would have taken that route, the easy route, a time or two.
Easy route.
When you were 15, you would have trained for that.
What are you talking about?
That would have been your career of choice.
Handies to a strange businessman?
No. Handies. Yeah. I was thinking more that if you were a woman.
Right.
And that was you. Yeah.
Okay, Drew. I did some gay porn in the late 70s.
Oh, man, Anderson. Jack, you're 37.
Yes, hi, Adam.
Hi, Drew, Jack.
Taryn.
Hi.
18 years ago, yeah, 18 years ago, I molested my little sister, who was 9 years old.
Mm-hmm. Is it your biological sister?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, and the reason for my call is about a couple years ago, I finally had a little bit of clarity. I've been through therapy, and forgive me, I'm a little bit nervous right now.
All right.
I'm trying desperately to reach out to her and let her know that I'm not that person 18 years ago.
Had somebody done something to you at that point?
No, but when I was 11 or 12, I'm not sure which age, I was forced to do a blowjob on a guy that I thought was my friend.
Wouldn't that be someone doing something to him?
Well, I think because this guy who you were forced to do the BJ on was your age, he doesn't look at it as the same kind of thing.
No, it's exactly the same thing.
Well, it's not exactly.
It's traumatic sexual abuse.
Yeah,
it's not. I would still argue that it's not as bad as a guy who's 25 getting him to give the BJ. But it's still bad and kind of set the table for this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How is it, though, that your friend, who was also 11 or 12, was able to force you to do this?
Yeah. Was he bigger?
We were playing a card game, and I cannot remember exactly what the game was. It was some kind of dare game. And when he told me what I had to do, he had some friends there. And if I didn't do what he wanted me to do, I would get beaten up.
You pansy!
Most guys would take the beating.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, be that as it may.
He's like 11, too.
You molested your sister. How many times did you do that?
I did it once.
Just once?
Yes.
Why do you think you just did it once?
Well, it's taken me, I guess, 16 years to finally have some idea, but... Even I told my therapist that what I did was wrong, and forgive me.
Did you know it was wrong immediately after you had done it?
Yes, I did.
And that's what caused you to stop?
Well, I don't want to get into details if I don't have to, but she told me that she was uncomfortable, and I did stop.
Okay.
and during the first molestation. She said she was uncomfortable.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
How old was she?
At least you stopped. Nine. She was nine. And how's her life been since?
Well, when she graduated high school around 18 or 19, it seemed okay because I would be allowed, you know, over to the family home. And I remember giving her a hug and, you know, everything was okay.
No, not how's your relationship with her. How's her life been?
Oh, how's her life?
Well, wait, hold on a second, Jack. Hold on, because we got to take a break. This is interesting. Yeah. I mean, obviously, Jack didn't do a great thing, and I feel bad for him, and I feel bad for his sister, but I'm not as angry at Jack as I'd like to be.
Right.
And I think he has genuine remorse for this.
He's trying to make it better.
I mean, like, how old was he when he did it?
17.
He was 18. She was 9. We got to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we'll get with Jack, and we'll figure out how he's going to confront and talk to his sister after this. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. Hey, Love Line, everybody. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I think I did that to the drum beat there. Taryn Manning is our guest tonight. She is from Crazy Beautiful, which is coming out this Friday. And she is opposite Kirsten Dunst.
Yep.
You're her friend?
Yep. I play her crazy friend.
Yeah, I could see you doing crazy. I mean, you're
wild.
You're a little crazy in real life, right?
Yeah. I mean,
insane. No,
a little.
Like crazy good, right?
Yeah, crazy all different kind of ways.
Like quirky crazy.
Depends
right?
on the situation. I mean,
you're in a band with your brother.
Yep, we're called Boomcat.
Who else is in the band?
It's me and my brother mostly, but we have a band when we play out, DJ and bass player.
What do you do?
I'm a singer.
Do you,
I play guitar.
You get along well with your brother?
Yeah. Really? For the most part, like...
No, not really.
No, we do, Kellen. We get along. We definitely get along, but... Because we both play our parts in the band, you know? We both have our separate jobs, but sometimes we both want to be, like, the leader, you know? But we have to, you know, be equal.
Right. Yeah,
it's kind of hard at times.
True. Can you imagine being in a band with your sister?
Like, now I know why, like,
how about
Oasis.
How about with you?
Or anybody.
Think about that.
Like the Oasis brothers. Yeah. Like, I'd always be like, why are they fighting? You know, their music's so great.
Yeah.
And now I know.
Yeah,
I know exactly why.
I've never met those guys.
You get the feeling.
That's true.
Who are those? The Gallagher brothers?
Yep.
You get the feeling that even if there was one of them or even half of one of them, that they'd be going at it with somebody. But two of them.
That's right. Two of them.
Not enough room. Not enough room, really, on the continent for those two. Haven't heard much from them lately.
That's what I was. Yeah, where are they?
I don't know if they've dried up or slowed down or what the hell's up with those two. We'll find out.
Maybe they're working it out.
Usually when I say bad things about people, they're booked on the show in the next few days. So maybe they'll be coming in here. Jack?
Yes.
Okay, so Jack's situation was and is that when he was 18, he molested his sister one time, who was 9. He was somewhat molested when he was 11 by a peer, and he's had some therapy.
Did you act out on any other children yourself?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
He's done a little therapy, and now he wants to basically have a talk with your sister.
How's she feeling?
I talked to her back in November of 1999. It was a fluke phone call to my parents. I was really nervous when I talked to her, and pretty much it was a casual conversation. Asked her how she was, finished it off, and I told her that I loved her more than anything in this world. I can't remember the exact words I said, but to that effect. And she didn't say thank you. She said, I appreciate it. Whatever that meant, I'm not sure.
So she's what, 28, 29 now?
She's 26.
Did you, like, move out right after you did it or something? Or weren't you guys living in the same house?
I was in the home until I was 22.
All right. So now you're living away from home, and how far away from home?
Let's see. Oh, gosh. 35, 40 miles.
And how far away from her are you?
I would say, I would venture to say about the same amount of distance.
Okay. And the family doesn't know about this.
Yes, the family does.
Oh, they do.
Ooh.
Yes, and my question, part two of this question is, I feel very left out. I feel like a social outcast.
Right.
I feel like my parents, under the circumstances, what more could they do? But time has gone on. You know, it's been such a long time, and yet I haven't been invited to their home.
How long?
The last 2 years, I haven't been invited to any holiday gatherings.
When did they find out about this?
Let's see, when I was 18, when she was 13.
When she was 13.
Yes.
So it was like 4 years, 5 years
later.
How
did they find out?
She told them.
Okay. And yet, that was quite some years ago.
Yeah.
So you got to live at home. You were still living at home, right? When they found out?
Yeah. No. I was out of the house.
You told us you were at home till 22.
Well, it was right about then that you found out.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was 22 years old, I was kicked out.
But you were kicked out.
Yes.
Why?
Because of what she told my parents.
Okay. So. Well, hold on. Let me talk to Drew.
I'm very confused.
No, he's a little nervous.
Yeah.
I usually start yelling about now, but he was living at home when they found out.
Right.
And then they found out and kicked him out.
And then they will have nothing to do with him?
Well, he said,
just in the last 2 years.
Last 2 years, which is strange because what about the other 10 years?
Yeah.
Or 15 years or whatever it is.
Telling his sister I love her.
All right.
Ask that.
That's what freaked him out.
Okay. You want me to ask that?
Yeah. All right.
Jack?
Yes.
Yeah, no, so what about that? They found out, they kicked you out of the house, but yet you weren't completely outcast from the family at that point, were you?
No, I wasn't. My parents have made efforts to see me without my sister.
Well, then why the last 2 years?
The last 2 years, I can't even think straight right now.
You said the last 2 years they haven't invited you.
Oh, I haven't been invited. No, we've gone out to, like, restaurants to meet, without my sister.
Right.
And I just feel very left out. I feel like if I could just talk to my sister face to face.
Right, Jack. How about is she married? Does she have her own life now?
Yes, she is married. She has her own life.
Okay.
Now.
How about a letter? I mean, I've tried a letter.
I've tried a letter. I don't know if she's received it yet because it had to go through my parents first.
Why?
got a little creepy.
Yeah.
Well, there, you see my situation. My parents seem to be protecting her.
Yeah, they're not letting you.
Have you been stalking her or something?
No, I have not.
Why? Do you know what her home address is?
No, I don't.
And you don't know where she lives. You would have no way of contacting her.
I do not have any idea, address, phone number.
Okay. All right, I've got the plan.
Go ahead. We're all waiting.
Yeah.
We need to kill ourselves in a big Jonestown-type mass suicide.
He needs to figure this out.
There's more to this story than meets
the ear.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
His parents are sort of staying with him.
I think it happened more than once, maybe. No?
I believe him when he say it happened once. His parents are freaked. His sister may be having problems, and maybe this is coming back into Jack's lap.
And the parents, I bet, are a piece of work.
Parents do really seem like a piece of work.
Ask him.
Yeah, go ahead. Ask him.
Yeah, how do you think we'll get a straight answer?
It's been one of those nights. It's been good.
Okay, are your parents
still here?
Are they a piece of work, your parents?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are your parents a piece of work?
No, I love my parents, believe it or not, to death. I think very highly of my father.
I know you love him, but, Hitler's dog loved him. Hey, are they a piece of work, though?
No, they are not. They're very good people.
They're good, fair, honest people.
Where's my bourbon?
Are. Right? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so here's the plan now, Jack. I put Jack on hold. He can listen to my plan. He cannot get to his sister unless he goes to his parents. His parents, they're sort of tearing the family apart, even though Jack got things going many years ago. But it's, for Christ's sake, it's been almost 20 years.
Like, they should let him talk to her,
Yes,
but he has to prevail upon that.
Here's what he needs to do. He needs to write a letter that's going to her. Mm-hmm. Then he needs to meet with his parents, and he needs to say, look, you know what's going on. Let's see if we can heal this. Yeah. Here's the letter I've written.
Spell check.
Let me, yes. take a look at it. Tell me what you think. Is there anything I've left out? Do you feel good about this? Okay, if you do feel good about this letter, here it is. Could you please pass it along? I won't be waiting by the phone, but just please, in the name of the family, pass this thing along.
Still, something missing.
Something missing, but if the only way you can get the letters to them and he's not sure if the parents are passing it along, then I would say open that up. They're good, fair, honest people. He's described them. He has a dialogue with them. He can go out to dinner with them, show them the letter, and then pass it along.
Right.
This is why I don't want to have kids, by the way.
Yeah.
This is it.
It's kind of freaky.
So they don't abuse each other?
I'm just saying that I'm sitting at home, you know, I've retired, I'm trying to relax, unbutton my pants, and watch some Discovery Channel, and oh Christ, Jack wants to meet over at the Red Lobster Tuesday night to discuss the letter. That's the one I'm sending the wife on. Look, honey, I trust you implicitly. Go meet him. Here's $40. Get a nice shrimp cocktail, and if you think the letter should, green light it if you think it'll work. No problem. You know what I mean? Do you really want to, as a dad, don't you just, you just want to just relax a little bit?
God,
the kids
that's
are out
so
of the house.
Hard.
Oh, okay. Estella?
Yeah.
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Like, I'm not sure about my sexuality, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I'm bi, but sometimes I think I'm les, and sometimes I think I'm straight, you know? I'm not sure.
Well, you're 15.
Yeah.
So that's sort of common 15-year-old feelings.
Yeah, but, like, I'm more attracted to girls. Like, more girls are more attracted to me, too, you know?
Are you sexually active?
Not really. Like, every once in a while.
With girls?
Yeah.
You ever been with a guy?
Was about to, but I didn't feel comfortable because I don't want to, you know?
How old were you when you started having sort of physical relationships?
14.
14.
With girls?
With the both of them, but not, like, with a guy, I'll just, like, rub on some, you know, like, just play around and stuff.
That 14-year-old girl, when you were 14, was she the other person was 14 also?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
All right. So you got some feelings for women.
Yeah, right. But, like,
you're going through all kinds of emotions right now, 15.
Excuse me?
Said you're having all kinds of feelings at 15, you know?
Yeah.
And it may be dealing with being lesbian. That's part one of the feelings you may be having, being ambivalent about coming to terms with that. But
I don't know. We always say don't declare a sexual major if you're confused. But is it important? I mean, do you think?
To declare?
Not really.
You don't think so?
No, not really.
All right. Well, then who cares?
You guys are cool and...
ass.
Yeah.
I just don't think the S word has become... I don't think it's considered profanity anymore if it's used.
It's every third word on South Park.
And it just came right out.
Every third word, is it? They got on South Park on their premiere. I guess it was their premiere last week or the week before. They said the S word 163 times.
Wow.
Good times.
Now, here's the thing that's funny about that.
They didn't mention underpants, though.
Right. No, it's not the funny thing about it. Drew, please, would you let me have a thought over here for a second? You know how difficult it is for me to think.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We deal at the Man Show, which premieres this Sunday, by the way, the big Man Show premiere, 10 o'clock on Comedy Central. We deal with the same censor, Renee is her name, that they deal with.
Right.
And ever since we got the 163 S word in our back pocket, there's no stopping us because every little thing she fixates on our show and tries to correct on our show, we immediately throw the 168 or 163 S right back in her face. So that's the beauty of
it
for us.
I can see the three of you guys just going, 163 S's, 163.
I call her Miss 163 now when she picks up the phone. I'll tell you people who have not had an argument with a TV network censor really have not lived. It is some of the most surreal conversation in the world. Just bizarre, bizarre conversation.
I think the underpants discussion was one of the more interesting.
Yeah, so one of them was I could say underpants, but I couldn't say underwear.
It was the other way around.
No, I couldn't say, right. I could say underwear, but not underpants.
And we had one with MTV at one time, too, didn't we? Remember that?
It was the same woman, by the way.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she went on to Comedy Central. Our love affair continues. All right. Eric?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
Basically, I've had an eating disorder for quite some time, probably since I was about 12 years old or so. And just kind of through the course of high school, you know, it's something that's always really bothered me, and I've always kind of gone on these, you know, attempts, I guess, to try and correct it and, you know, start dieting, start exercising, that sort of thing, to start kind of living a little bit more healthier. And, you know, I'm 19 now, and it's just, it's still with me. And I'm just wondering, you know, is eating disorder something so serious that, you know, you have to seek out therapy to... You know, fix.
What was your eating disorder?
Basically just binging, you know, just eating as much as I could.
And then throwing up?
I've done that a few times, but not a whole lot.
So you just go on the binges?
Pretty much, yeah.
Are you overweight?
Well, yeah.
How much you weigh?
I'm about 250.
How tall are you?
6'5".
That's close to about
right.
Sounds
normal.
Well, you know, I've... 230? Talked to doctors before, and they've told me, you know, I should probably be shooting for about 210.
Yeah, 210 would be good.
Well, it kind of depends what your
body,
frame is.
Yeah, your body type and all.
Well, you know, I've actually got a pretty thin frame, and, you know, I know I probably should be a lot less, and I look overweight, you know. It's
all right. Awesome. Well, how about the diet and the exercise?
Well, it's just, it's really weird. Every time, you know, I've just tried it so many times, you know, over the years, and I just can't break it. I mean, it's so damn hard. And
can't break what?
Just the cycle, I guess.
Of what?
Of overeating. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'll try and just, you know, try to stay healthy, stay diet for, like, a week, and after that, I can't handle it. I have to eat something.
Well, how about you let yourself go off for a day, and then you come back? Can you do that?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, you want a couple In-N-Out burgers. Yeah. You have a couple In-N-Out burgers, and the next day you go for a jog and eat some kelp or something.
Yeah, like what are you eating when you binge?
Mostly like just like chips, corn nuts, you know, that kind of stuff.
Could you binge on healthier food stuff?
On carrots?
No, you can't binge on carrots. You don't want to eat them.
Vegetables?
I don't think so. Really don't.
How about seeing a dietitian and sort of getting a monitored plan going?
A dietitian.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've tried kind of more, you know, direct approaches like that in the past, like joining a club, getting a personal trainer, you know, kind of sitting down with a plan.
Right.
And following it. And, you know, even that, it just, and the thing is, it's the problem itself, it's so, I'm so obsessive about it that if I can't kick, you know, the eating habit, I can't do anything else.
Well, how about, well, that's ridiculous, but how about going to get some mental health services?
Mental health services?
Yeah.
Like
a therapist, somebody figure this out for you. Maybe it's a psychiatrist. Maybe there's some biological treatments that can be helpful to you.
Maybe I'm just being insensitive because he's a young guy, but it sounds like he's putting all his eggs in this eating basket.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he has bigger problems than this and other problems.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because... You really...
Well, you know, I definitely have other...
Yeah, you do, because, you know, your eating habits, you're...
They're not that bad.
Much different than your average 19-year-old.
I'm not even sure if they'd qualify for eating disorder, frankly, that meet formal criteria.
You're not throwing it up. You're not taking laxatives.
You certainly are obsessive.
Right.
Certainly obsessive compulsive.
Right.
And that's that might, what you need to focus
on. Yeah, that may be more the issue here.
Well, you know, the thing is, in the past, I've just... you know, I try to build myself up, you know, and kind of be really positive about it and try to attack it and take care of it and just get it done
Do you have a body image distortion as well? Do you think you're overweight when other people tell you you aren't?
Well, you know, I definitely can stand to lose some weight, that's for sure.
That's reality.
Saying. Yeah. All right, but he does, actually, he does what, I remember my mom used to do this, which was, it just put all her energy into diet and eating, and it becomes like a life.
Yeah.
And like my mom would be eating, and about halfway into the meal, she'd slide back her chair and she'd go, "Slow down, slow down."
To herself?
Yeah. No. Well, no, not to herself because I wouldn't know. But she—I mean, to herself. Yeah. To
like
herself,
she's telling herself to slow
to
down?
Herself, but out loud.
Right.
You know, and she'd go, "Slow down. It's not a race," you know. And then once in a while, she'd be one of these people that have like a donut and go, I'm really I'm really racing right now because I'm riding a pretty good sugar high. You know, they make a big deal out of food. You know, they make everything and everything. You know, it's like, I ate a burger, so now I have to punish myself. You know,
now it's a whole disease. Like,
right. It is about food, but it's more just about obsessing.
Yeah.
And food is a great thing to do because it's such a part of your life. It enters your body. It's everywhere you look, and it's every day of your life.
All different kinds.
You know, in the X amount of days you're on the earth, how many of them go by that you don't eat? You know what I mean?
And there's kind of an aggressive quality to eating, too. You know, it's how you manage aggression.
Right.
Managing eating, too.
And Eric, it doesn't seem like the diet is the problem. It's just his obsessive nature, which is going into his food.
Jeez, no wonder you
That's
had
what
it.
Needs to work.
I was just thinking, if Eric has an eating disorder, you had an eating disorder.
Well, how dare you?
Think of your binges.
Maybe he has the munchies.
No. Would you binge on?
I ate 3 grand slams at a Denny's once. Big deal.
No. How about when you were babysitting?
You know how many 3 grand slams is like 12 pieces of sausage, 16 pancakes, or 12 pancakes, and 6 eggs. Whatever it was.
Well, how about when you go babysitting?
Well, I go babysitting when I was a kid. I used to babysit my neighbor when I was like 11 or 12. I'd go to the house, open a can of pie filling.
Cherry?
Boysenberry pie filling.
Boysenberry.
Dump that into a bowl, then put a bunch of, miniature marshmallows on top and some Toll House morsels and like a handful of crunch berries.
Count Chocula.
That's what happens when you babysit. They have the best food.
Yeah, you just spin out.
But the point is, his mom was so obsessive that he became a binger.
What my mom did is she was such a health nut. There's all this brown rice and tofu all that nonsense. That the second I broke loose of the prison that I lived in, I just went. It was like those movies where the people have been trapped out in the desert for weeks, you know, and next thing you know, like in the movie when Tom Hanks was out on the island, the survivor,
the castaway
movie, you know. Then next thing you know, you're back in civilization. Yeah. You know, big platter of shrimp in front of you and some Swedish meatballs. You just go insane. And the feeling is I may not see this for a while. I gotta dig in.
Yeah.
I still have that now, by the way.
Oh.
Thanks, Mom.
Let's go some nuts.
Appreciate that.
Some food.
All right, let's
Come
go
on.
Eat.
Let's go eat. Yeah.
Taryn Manning is here from Crazy and Beautiful. All right, should just say Crazy Beautiful, which is out this Friday. We'll take a little break, and we'll be back.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
This is Kyle Broslowski.
And this is Counselor Mackey. Okay, we're from South Park.
And you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey. Okay. Yeah, the S word, 162 times, everybody. All right, Drew, let's get it together and move on with the show, huh? Yeah,
man. You're going to be such a goddamn piece of mess tomorrow night.
I got to get up at 4:30 in the morning and do a bunch of radio for about 3 hours. Today or tomorrow, or whenever that is, and then going to be doing Politically Incorrect tomorrow night. No, I'll tell you. I know it sounds like I'm complaining, and that's true, but sleep deprivation, man. Everyone looks forward to show business and wanting to get into show business, and you never hear actors complain about it. And the pay is great, and the food is great, and the travel is great, and the perks are great, but they don't tell you about the sleep part.
Yeah, they don't.
And there's some crazy stuff going on. I mean, you know when you're out promoting, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do a show
just like filming a movie.
You
got like 8 hours to drive home, sleep in, and drive back.
Oh, yeah, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
But when you hit the promotional trail, you're doing this show till midnight, and then you're supposed to be up at 6. And I swear to God, I'd like to move to New York just for that, because we got to shave 3 hours off of all our get-up time over here. All right, Taryn Manning is our guest tonight. She is crazy
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Is the name of the movie.
Out
this Friday. See, that's good promotion. Rex?
Hello?
You're 29.
I am 29.
What is up?
Huh?
What's going on, Rex?
Oh, nothing. I'm stuck in traffic and felt it was an opportune time to go ahead and voice my concerns to some professionals.
Where the hell is there traffic at 3 in the morning?
Yeah.
Well, I'm on the Ambassador Bridge. I just saw the big North American fireworks there in Detroit. And a million people like gathering in North America. So.
Is it a holiday?
Well, is that pre...
our independence coming up shortly. So that's
You're right.
Blow off the fireworks. It's a big deal.
Canadian independence?
No, our 4th
our
of July
independence
here.
He's calling from Canada.
No,
well,
Detroit.
I'm originally from the Michigan. We watched them on the Canada side because...
Why am I so confused? Oh, the fireworks are on the 4th of July, not in preparation for the 4th of July. That's
at any rate.
Yeah, I don't know. Rex?
Yes?
Please tell us why they were lighting off fireworks a week before the 4th of July.
Well, you know, I don't know. It's kind of like, I guess, Hanukkah. How come they take up 8 days of nonsense there, you know?
Because that's how long the candles last, the lamp lasted, 8 days. There's a very specific ritual associated with that. Independence
Day
is...
this is like the pre-4th of July ritual, though. This has been going on since the time of the Indians.
Not anywhere else in the country, so I don't know. Maybe Detroit's different.
Yeah, Detroit is different.
All right. I'll buy the fact that they lit the fireworks off. The only part I'm confused about is the part where you think we're nuts for bringing it up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a week before the 4th of July.
This is normal to him.
All right. Well, anyway, Rex, what's your question?
I have a girlfriend who's 21 years old. We have a very nice relationship, and everything goes very well. We're very communicative. We get along great in pretty much every aspect, as well as in the bedroom, other than the fact that, and this is nearing the point where there could be a breakup as a result of it, she won't let me commandeer the anal sex portion of it.
I see. Could you turn your... Yeah, Rex, turn your radio down, please.
Yep, there you go. And she just thinks it's a terrible, terrible thing, whereas all her friends are trying to explain to her that it is and can be a very tender experience.
And for many women, it's a terribly painful experience that cannot be tolerated.
Right, right.
Right? I mean, so she's obviously one of those.
Well,
she has never
given
tried
it? World,
though. What's that?
She has not even given it a whirl. She's given it, a very...
Well, listen, Rex, you keep pushing. You may get the story where she gave it the whirl and didn't enjoy it. That's not going to be pleasant, by the way. There'll be fireworks going off in the bedroom. But
it's really not that important.
Is it not that important? I mean,
well, look,
some people are prone to saying that it's, you know, one of the best experiences that a woman can have.
Oh, please. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but if she doesn't want to have it, then...
Hold on a second. Rex sounds like he's from the National Anal Institute.
Yeah.
And he's got some he's got some literature between his legs, and he's on a propaganda campaign. Look.
Maybe he really wants to please his...
He wants to please nobody.
I know.
Thank you. He wants to please himself.
Exactly. He's a very aggressive guy.
Well, he's kind of he's really just a dick. Yeah. Rex is kind of out of it. You know what? When women complain about men, they're talking about Rex. He's not a rapist, not a pedophile, doesn't shoot or stab anybody. He's just... Rex is looking out for Rex.
He can't just have, like, normal sex. He's got to, like...
No, he's got a nice 21-year-old, and he's got to soil her up with his stinky poo-poo penis, basically.
It's not what she wants. It's about him having to sort of commandeer her, as he said it himself.
Right.
Those are the words he used.
Right. Now, look, some women enjoy anal sex.
And they'll let you know.
And some women don't. And it's more women that don't than do. Now, here's Rex's theory. Maybe she loves it, and she just doesn't know it.
Right.
Well, you know what? You could say that about me in anal sex. You could say that about Drew and getting cornholed. You could say that about me and blowing some prisoner. You could say that about anybody. I mean, you could float that theory with anybody and anything.
Right.
You know what? There's no answer to that question, because if the person's not inclined to do it, then we'll never know.
Maybe she'll come around.
No.
I sincerely hope not. Rex?
He's an idiot.
What do you mean? Why is nobody in my camp?
Nobody's in your camp.
I realize this. I thought maybe you guys, with the professionals that you are, and knowing that, you know, different anatomies are different and responsive to different things, that perhaps this is something that she's missing out on, and I don't want...
She's over
Rex,
it.
You're infuriating me. Cut the BS and just speak in regular tongue. You know, don't have
what
to.
What do you mean? I am.
Well, see, let she might be an anatomical specimen that's slightly different and have different.
I'm not trying to impress anybody with the way I speak.
All right,
I'm putting it forthright in you.
Forthright.
Well, listen,
seems more forthright
he's
tonight.
He's well read.
I'm starting to get in your camp, Raxus. Drew's giving me a pain in my ass. What do you do for a living? You a salesman?
Am I a salesman? Absolutely not.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do? I drinks currently.
You do what?
I'd be a bartender.
Oh, you mix drinks. I see. Okay. Here's the deal. If she wants to do this, that's fine. And if she doesn't want to do it, there's not a whole lot you can do to get her to do it.
Well, see, this is why I think that she honestly does, and she's a little bit perhaps just apprehensive about it because it's a new experience. Because the other night, the inhibitions were a little bit low due to some libations, and she wanted to give it a whirl and then kind of chicked out at the very last possible moment.
Because it hurt? Because it hurt?
Well, no, she only gave it about a, if I can say, in, like about a quarter inch of an effort.
And then, and then it hurt?
Well, I think she just panicked.
Rex, you know, it, listen to me. He drives me crazy.
Hopefully he'll just drive off some bridge on the way back to Canada.
He can't even acknowledge that she was in pain.
Yeah.
He can't even say simply without some bizarre, twisted, convoluted, crazy.
Yeah, like he's not, it doesn't sound like he like is considering her.
Not at all. Not one bit.
No.
Rex is a jack-off. I mean, let's face it. Rex, please, take a good long look in the mirror.
He's an idiot.
You're an idiot. There's nothing wrong with anal sex, but your girlfriend, your 21-year-old, and by the way, this is part of the problem with hooking up with a chick that's near 10 years younger than you are, is not ready for this. I'm sure she'll be ready for it at 25, but she's
she
a few
won't.
Years
no,
off
she
it.
No, she won't.
Maybe she will.
She may. She may many, try it out.
It hurt. It's terribly painful for many women. I mean, seriously painful.
I am saying this, Drew. A lot of women sort of start slowly sexually start building into stuff. I hope that she's cornholing some guy a few years from now other than Rex just to sort of rub a little Duke in his wound. That's all.
And don't people drive you crazy who speak with such affectation?
Yes,
well,
it drives me insane.
She's having some libations moment.
He's drunk. He's driving home to Canada, and let's just hope he stays there. And this is, I just hope she dumps Rex. But Rex, Godspeed, good luck to you and all that. Yeah. Matt?
Hello.
Matt, you're 18. What's up?
Well, I hate to tell you this, but I lied about my question.
All right. Oh, Anderson cut him off.
Oh, okay. Well, the bad news is he was on hold for 54 minutes. And
I want to hear what he had
to
say.
He got to speak three seconds.
Come on, Anderson. Let's hear him. Matt? Right.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, well, quick, before Anderson cuts you off again.
I just want to say hi to Adam. Funniest man in the world. I don't mind staying on hold for now. That's all right. As long as I get to talk to you, Adam.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
And I'm going to dedicate the rest of this evening's show to you, Matt.
Oh, thank you.
A good buddy listening in Chicago.
Too kind of you. Too kind.
Wonder what story he made up, though.
I said my penis was bent to the side because I masturbated too much.
Thanks, Matt.
No problem.
Appreciate the call and you hanging on and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Take
good
care
time.
Of yourself.
Good times.
Good times, buddy. Yeah, it's a good guy, that man.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's good people, that man is. Estevan?
What's up?
Estevan? Well, how do you say that?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce your name?
Huh?
How do you pronounce your name?
Just Steven.
Steven will work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Steven will work.
All right, Steven, you're 17. What's up?
Yeah. Let's see, how do I say this? My boss, he's like obsessed with sex. I have no idea. Like, I know he's been claiming sober for 6 years.
Clean and sober?
He's
claiming.
Sober.
Yeah.
You know, he was kind of a little drug addict.
What was his drug?
You know, alcohol, pot,
right.
Sometimes cocaine, I guess.
Okay.
And, you know, but, like, you know, I guess he's quit that addiction. But, you know, I just don't know. He's like, he has another addiction, just like sex. I know he hasn't gotten laid in a long time.
A significant majority of addicts are also sex addicts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't know what, you know, I don't know what to tell him anymore, you know.
Why are you even involved with him that way?
He's my boss.
Yeah. Well, bosses aren't supposed to talk to their inferiors or their employees about their sexual frustrations.
Well, I do.
Where do you work? What kind of place?
I work...
Dildo Factory.
Huh?
No, where do you work?
I work at a skate shop.
And how old is he?
He is like 34.
Is he gay?
No, he's not gay at all.
Why'd you ask that? Oh, because he was going after him or something?
Yeah, so what do you care?
Do you guys talk about it together? Or does he just constantly?
You know, he'll just talk about it.
Yeah, he's a horny guy.
Yeah, I know, but...
Is he married? Is he married?
No, he lives with his mom.
Oh.
Are you gay?
No, I'm not.
All right. Forget it. Who cares? This guy's not threatening him. He's just going, I'm horny.
Who cares?
Right. Who cares?
All right. Move on.
If the guy's bothering you, just tell him. Hey.
Yeah, just say it.
I think it's inappropriate. Is his boss at work?
It's not coming on to him. Just, you know, just knock it off. That's all. All right. Should we take a little break?
Sure.
No, I want to salvage this section of the show by talking to Jessica. Jessica.
Hi.
You're 16.
Yeah.
You knew this guy. You saw him at NA.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know if you should date him?
Yeah.
No. Who cares?
You met him at NA. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I knew him before from school.
I see.
But I got to know him in NA.
All right. So you're both in Narcotics Anonymous.
Yeah.
What was your drug of choice?
Well, I didn't choose to go there. My mom's forcing me to.
What was the drug you were taking?
Pot.
Okay. What was his drug?
Alcohol. It's like this teen.
Okay. Okay. All right. And he's your age?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on a second. We'll tell you what to do.
Okay.
All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. Taryn Manning is here from Crazy Beautiful out this Friday. And we'll be back with Jessica after this.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back on Loveline.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Taryn Manning is our guest tonight. Crazy Beautiful is the name of her latest joint. Kirsten Dunst is also in that, and that is coming out this Friday. Got to give a quick shout-out, Drew.
Your boyfriend.
Don't ruin it.
Oh, sorry.
It's his birthday in about 15 minutes, so I got to give a shout-out to Dan the Man Kellison, who will be celebrating his big
happy birthday.
37th.
Cares.
And Sal, my pal Icano, who's in the car with him. So that's my new thing now. I do the radio show.
Shout out to your friends.
My buddy Daniel gets drunk, and then he calls me and wants shout outs while he's driving home from the restaurant.
All right. Daniel, we got to talk.
All right. You went and talk to Drew. Jessica, yes, Daniel, if you're listening in the car, Drew's very interested and fascinated in your lifestyle, and he would like to have a discussion with you. But more importantly, Drew, I don't want you to talk to Daniel. I would like Daniel to straighten you out.
Ooh.
You understand that?
No.
You could get more from him than he could get from you.
How do you figure?
Look at you, you pee-whipped son of a bitch.
Oh, that part.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I see. If I start hanging out, okay.
Start hanging out. That's right.
I'm hanging.
Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 16 now. What's going on?
Okay, I like this guy, but I knew him from school, but I recently got to know him in NA.
Okay. How long have you been sober?
Not at all.
Since BFD.
Her mom's making her.
When was BFD?
Like a week.
Well, look, you don't go to those meetings to meet people, and it tends to screw up your ability to participate in any meaningful way in recovery.
But I don't want to recover.
Yeah, I know you don't. But clearly there's a need, and people are concerned about you. So for us to say, hey, go enjoy yourself, pick up another, you know, find a relationship there, enjoy, that completely derails any possibility of anything coming out of this.
That'd be great, too, for Mom. It's like, the bad news is the recovery didn't take. The good news is she got herpes from another guy in the group.
A heroin addict.
She knows him.
Okay. Why are you so hell-bent on defying your poor mother?
Well, I'm not, but, like, she goes to meetings with me.
Your mom does.
She has to be there, too.
Why?
Did the court force this on you?
No. CPS.
Child Protective Services?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, we got in a fight one day, and there was a bruise, and so I ran away to my friend's house, and she called the cops, and all these people got involved, and like, she's a little bit of an alcoholic.
Right.
There you go.
So you resent her, and you're out of control, and you're acting out.
I don't have a dad.
Shocking.
Meanwhile, this is where every one of my tax dollars is going to, because you and your freaked out mom can't figure out how to get along. I got to pay for the cops and the child protective services and the meetings. Please, can you just straighten up a little, Jessica?
Yeah, but he's really cute.
All right, so date him. I don't care. But just, you work on yourself. Stay off the weed and start listening to your mom and stop calling the cops. Everyone, stop calling the cops.
Called the cops? Her mom?
Yeah,
her
mom. She ran away.
Unless someone's got a knife or a bullet in them, just don't call the cops anymore. Just stop it, everybody.
What do they do?
Is there something between the cops and the meter maids that can handle the chicken ass? I'd like to call them the chicken ass squad. They carry mace instead of a gun. They handle the domestic disputes. And, you know, when the neighbors call, you know, there's a party going on and the music's too loud. They handle all the chicken-ass stuff.
Yeah.
They also, you know, where you see all the cops staked out with the radar gun and the jaywalking tickets and all the traffic violations, what I like to call chicken-ass stuff. The chicken-ass patrol will handle that.
CS squad.
The CS squad. Yeah. A notch above parking enforcement and a couple notches below peace officer. And they work in conjunction with the East Police. That's right. the YPers and the CSers. Right. All right. All right. Should we keep going here?
Yeah, I think we should, Anna, please.
Why not? Jennifer?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you're 18, Perky. What's up?
Okay. My problem is, the situation is, about a week ago, I messed around with my boss's son.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had a girlfriend for about, I don't know, a year or something. And he's messed around, like, he's screwed around with other girls while he was dating her before. And, like, now the situation is really awkward because he comes into work all the time, and he, like, avoids me.
How old is he?
He's 19.
What kind of work is this?
I don't want to say.
What kind of work?
Office? I work at a nursery.
Nursery?
Yeah. Like a plant nursery.
Right.
What kind of plant?
And his dad owns the nursery.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Whatever. You're fat.
Thanks.
So I understand. So you messed around and he doesn't want to go further with the relationship. It's always awkward when people sort of have to see each other.
Well, but it's like we've never discussed it. Like, it's not like...
What'd you do with him?
I don't know. We took a shower and made out. And
wow.
I was about to go further, but I had to leave.
I see. How did you swing the shower?
He brought it up. We were drinking at work with some coworkers, and he had to bring me home because I was intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
And we hung out for a while, and he brought up the shower idea. And
that's great. By the way, a mental note, kick dad in the nuts for not owning a business again, because this, when your dad owns a place, this is what you get to do. You get loaded at work, and you finger the employees in a shower. That's what you get to do
shower
as the boss's son.
Shower on the
first
day, too.
All right, and you like him, right?
That's the thing. I haven't been really, like, I haven't had sex in 7 months with a guy. I'm not really attracted to guys. And I'm really attracted to him, and I would like to have sex with him, but he's not, like, we've seen each other, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 times since last week, and he just completely avoids me.
He's got a girlfriend.
He's got a girlfriend. He's freaked out.
But it's like...
Hey, Jennifer, he's freaked out. He doesn't want to...
He's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, he can't talk about this.
All right.
You
just want sex.
I can't explain the situation.
Yeah, but she's feeling something from him. You can
tell. Well, the situation...
Yeah, it's like...
Be that as it may.
He'll approach me and, like, you know...
He probably likes you and he's freaking out.
He comes up and touches you now?
Well, no, it's like... I can't even explain it. Like, you know, just like how you... When you're...
I don't care. Do you care?
I'm curious, yeah.
She's not, thank you.
Who cares?
She's not going to say anything any good, is she?
Mm.
You know how when you're there and somebody does something that's kind of like this and they don't really do it, but you still sort of know what they're talking about. You know what we're going to get? He's got a girlfriend.
He's freaked out.
But obviously, how much does he like his girlfriend if he does this all the time?
No, he's 19.
Not that much. But if he dug Jennifer,
he'd be,
and he had her naked in a shower, and his daddy was the boss, and she was an employee,
he'd be lying
and he was
up.
Hanging around, he'd be working something out. This guy's a guy who's smooth enough to get her drunk and get her into a shower on the first, not even the first date.
Right. That's pretty smart.
Believe me, he can work it out.
Yeah, that's right.
He knows how to manipulate women, and when he's interested in someone, he doesn't play coy. She'd be right back in that shower if he wanted her back in the shower.
Yep, that's right.
And he knows she's willing. He's just not that interested. He can look, everybody.
Maybe.
You can have a girlfriend and still be a little fascinated with other people. And he's probably fascinated with her, but
she's a bisexual chick that works at the nursery.
Right. Yeah, that's right. She's crazy bi with the bulbs. Stephanie?
Yes?
You're 23.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm like completely overly addicted to sex. I want it all the time. I constantly think about it. I even go home from work to have a little fun with myself.
You got to go home to masturbate?
Well, yeah. Cause,
yeah, I beat off at work.
Well, I mean, work's really crowded. The parking lot's like 3 inches long. It's just
she would. That's what you're saying. If she could,
overcrowded. There's too many people. I see.
If she had her own dressing room or something like you do.
Are you in love with somebody right now?
I have a boyfriend, but he's never around. He works too damn much.
So you're having sex with someone else?
I have, and I want to all the time, and I'm having a hard time just staying faithful to him. I haven't since I've been together with him this last time because we broke up before. I haven't done anything with anybody. I'm just having a really hard time about it.
Are you or have you been addicted to anything else?
Not going to think of. Eating, that's about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you've never been molested or raped or anything?
No.
Okay.
I think about sex. I mean, about constantly every single day, everything reminds me of sex.
Preoccupation.
Yeah.
All right, so diddle yourself. Just don't cheat.
I was wondering if there was like some sort of drug or anything that would sort of make my urges.
There are, and you might go. Yeah, Karen saying no, don't, God, no,
don't do that. Yourself.
There's a website, National Council on Sexual Addiction and Compulsivity, the NCSAC.org. You can get some information there.
All right, we'll be back. Back in a
minute. Well, mercifully, another episode of Loveline comes to a close. Taryn Manning was our guest. The movie is called Crazy Beautiful.
Make sure you go and see it. It's good.
Opens Friday. She is opposite Kirsten Dunst, and looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Crazy Beautiful.
It's crazy.
Thanks
it's
very beautiful. Much. It's been a pleasure having you here, and in spite of my partner's behavior, I want to apologize. And but say on his behalf, this is Dr. Drew for Adam Carolla saying mahalo.
Who cares?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station.
The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel.
It's a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.